Greetings from the Gunflint Trail. One full September week is into the books for Gunflint Country, and all is well. The color of autumn is increasing with each passing day. Juvenile birch trees are beginning to light up the forest, and the last flowering blossoms of our warm season add an accent to any trip along a backcountry path. By the way, most tail-end blooms are asters, and they are the most vibrant lavender-purple tint I've seen in recent years. Makes me wonder if there is any atmospheric significance to this deep purplish hue. Like it's been a great summer growing season? Or could it mean a swell fall ahead? Or could it be forecasting a mean winter? Regardless, the many daisy-like flowers have month 9 busting out all over. Shades of scarlet can be found twinkling in the September sun, too. High bush cranberries, wild rose hips, and mountain ash fruit are at their pigment pinnacle, shining like holly berries in December. Truly, Gunflint territory is on the verge of stained glass splendor. My advice, don't miss it. Caravans of vehicles paraded to Chickwalk last Sunday for not only a splendid time in the North Woods, but also the big pie and ice cream eat-a-thon. What a day for enjoying the sweetness of this special place, in addition to consuming several hundred pieces of homemade pie and dips of creamy frozen goodness. Thanks to Gunflint Trail Historical Society organizer Judy Edlin and her great crew of pastry artisans and servers for dishing up a flavorful afternoon in border country. Last week's commentary about minimal Ursus observations this summer had barely passed over the radio website waves when I was deluged with recent sighting reports. So bears are on the move. A number of folks along the Mile of Pine have reported Brunos in the past week, yours truly included. The one I observed was a medium-sized critter, while others have seen mama, papa, and or cub examples. Vandalism announcements are pretty quiet to date, although there had been one incident of a Bruin breaking into and entering a guest cabin down at Gunflint Lodge. In this case, guests found a bear sitting in the kitchen area munching on a plate of cookies. Guess the resident had left a batch near a windowsill, and this guy or gal just couldn't resist breaking the glass to get at the sweet morsels. One would suppose there were a few moments of commotion, and the bear made a rapid exit by way of its entry. Other than broken glass and a lost batch of cookies, it was a no harm, no foul ending, but surely a vacation to remember for those guests. Speaking of pests, while sitting on the dock watching those magnificent Canadian sunsets over the past week, it seems we've had a late hatching of mosquitoes. They are a bit smaller than cousins of the previous months, but are nonetheless just as pesky in terms of nipping as the sun makes its daily descent. As we have sailed past the Labor Day holiday, seasonal neighbors are starting to pack it up. A few have already headed to cold season digs southward. But then again, living at 48 degrees north, there are not many other ways to go. I see boats being brought in for winterizing, while summer docking units are coming ashore. Meanwhile, those of us year-round folks are tending to firewood stacks for 2017, as this coming winter's fuel is already in the shed. Yours truly has been putting off staining efforts on Wildersmith buildings until bug season lessened. So, for the most part, there are no more excuses for putting it off. One down and four to go, with even more getting ready for winter chores looming. A reminder is extended to area residents and visitors about the last Gunflint Trail Historical Society membership meeting of the season. The group will gather at the SCOP Mid-Trail Community Center this coming Monday, September 12th at 1:30 p.m. In addition to treats being served, A sweet program is in the offing with Nancy Waver from Trout Lake Lodge speaking of their facility's 70 years of operations. And frosting on the day's program cake will come in a video slide presentation of the recent Gunflint Trail Historical Society volunteers shaping timbers for our boat shelter project. As we woodchippers learned during our sawing adventure, be there or be square. This is Fred Smith on the trail at Wildersmith, where Gunflint days are always great and some are even better.